The following program has been edited to run in this time slot, and we have just noticed that David Ernest is wearing mismatched socks. If you're listening in stereo, his voice may only come out of one speaker. That other guy should be okay. We have just noticed that he is not wearing socks.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
It's Redneck Star Trek.
Captain's log, Captain Clyde reporting. While on routine patrol around Uranus. Shut up. We have been surprised by a fleet of Klingon ships.
Captain Clyde, the Klingons are hailing us.
Put it on the speaker. This here's Captain Clyde. Identify yourself.
This Captain Krang from the Klingon Empire. We have you surrounded, Captain Clyde.
What you want? Our dilithium crystals?
No.
Well, I guess you want our secret transporter technology.
No, not that either.
Well, what is it you want?
We want your portfolio.
A portfolio? Red alert! Red alert!
Captain, there's no need to worry about our portfolio falling into the hands of the Klingons.
Why is that, Mr. Spooky?
Because last time we were on Earth, we took our portfolio to David Ernest.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So our portfolio is protected. What you think about that, Mr. Klingon?
Well, crushes, foiled again. Klingon's out.
Man, it's a good thing we took our portfolio over to David Ernest.
Yes, Captain, it was the logical thing to do. Not only is our portfolio safe from the Klingons, but our retirement is set up as well.
You know, I think I'm going to call old David Ernest and see how our portfolio is doing. What's that number?
334-279-7431.
Well, thank you there, Mr. Spooky. Now let me get back to filling out the captain's log where I can tell him about the time we encountered Klingons around your...
Don't do it, Captain. It's a cheap laugh.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right there, Mr. Hulu. Take us to warp drive.
Engaging warp drive, Captain.
That don't sound good. Man, this ship is a lemon.
Should we call Mr. Skippy in engineering?
It won't do no good. He'll just start whining about we got no power. Dadgum.
Hello, my name is Jamal. Every 60 seconds in Africa, a minute passes. Together we can stop this. Please spread the word. Thank you for your attention.
The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello.
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 Hello there.
Good evening, folks. We have a wonderful evening's entertainment lined up for you.
Woo!
Who that?
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
And now, because it's the law, here is your legal disclaimer.
All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented by the Dead Sexy David Ernest are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here in the infield, watching some drivers do some practice laps. One of those drivers in the Health and Wealth car is Bubba Bobby Petty Johnson Jr. And we've got him on the two-way radio right now. How's it going, Bobby?
It's going great, Chris. I'm just showing everybody how old David Ernest can keep your money safe, even in this crazy economy, while doing 300 miles an hour.
Bubba, I've heard that same thing.
You know, all you got to do is call David Ernest at 279-7431 and let Ernest Ernest Financial put you in the winner's circle.
Truer words were never spoken. Thank you, Baba Bubby Penny Johnson Jr.
Thank you, Chris. I got one question for you.
What's that, Bobby?
How in the world did you get this car into third gear?
Hang on there just a minute, Bubba. Remember, folks, call David Ernest at 279-7431. Coming to you live from the infield, this is Chris Cleats on Sports. Bubba, are you letting the clutch out all the way?
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical.
From our super secret studio, which has been deemed highly logical, David Ernest brings you The Health and Wealth Show. Call David now, 334-279-7431, or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number, and you'll get a prompt and courteous call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or a highly logical asset preservationist with over 40 years of experience. If you want to live long and prosper, call now. And get ready, it's time for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Welcome once again to the Health and Wealth Show. And there he is, ladies and gentlemen, one of the most logical people you'll ever meet. As a matter of fact, I think he may be from Vulcan. I'm not sure. It's David Ernest.
Thank you, Rusty. And yes, you need to be logical in all your decisions when it comes to living and money. And it ain't logical to be non-logical. And so as Mr. Spock says, it's got to be logical.
Fascinating.
Logic is where it's at. It's an analyzation of whether something makes sense or not. And we were just saying a little earlier some things about Carl Childress would say. What would he say?
It ain't got no gas in it.
And Forrest Gump would just say what?
Run, Forrest, run!
He knew to run away from danger.
And that's all I have to say about that.
The American public is smart too, and it's not logical what the Congress and the folks that think that they're in control, it's not logical for them to be trying to ruin our dough, because it just ain't logical. We're fed up with FedNow. We've talked about this on several radio shows. The reason why we're putting this out there so much is because it ain't logical. It really ain't. We voted them turkeys in there, and now them turkeys are gobbling on us. They're trying to gobble us up. They're trying to do everything they can to prick our tail feathers, and it ain't logical.
Nope.
And yes, Spock of the Enterprise, of the Star Trek show, he would not say that someone taking advantage of you would be logical. So why do we allow, as a country, as a nation, for them to take us to the cleaners, as we say? It's misfortunate that we have these sayings, because we do get taken to the cleaners a lot. Speaking of the cleaners, I've been having to clean up my clothes and get ready for a trip to Europe.
Wow!
We're going to go to Paris first, and then we're going to go to Amsterdam after that. But, you know, one of the things that really bothered me the most about what goes on in Paris, Rusty?
Yeah.
There's a lot of pickpockets.
That's what you were saying. I heard that they kind of got the sticky fingers over there.
The sticky fingers. And, of course, if you get the sticky fingers, they're going to put you in the sticky, non-sticky finger slammer. It's a disgrace what goes on in prisons. Yesterday, I tried to send $100. Well, I started off, I tried to send $200. Then I started trying to send $150. Then I tried to send $100 to this poor soul that I knew that had been railroaded. And I feel it was wrong. I finally got $75 to go in. And then they took out $10 and $38 per fees. So he got $37 out of $85. Now,
really?
What kind of railroading is that?
That is disgusting.
You're trying to help your fellow man and they do that to you or to them? Yes, our government, our prison systems, they're crooked. I'm just going to say it. I saw it with my own eyes. If you're trying to give someone some money so they can buy Coca-Cola with it, and you put $75 in there, he said one fee came through for medical supplies of $38. I guess he'd been into the hospital there or something. And then the other fees came out, and he got $37 out of $85. What kind of a ridiculous thing is that? It didn't happen in Alabama. That was a Tennessee place. But still, it probably would have happened here. I have never in my life tried to give any money to anybody in prison. I just knew this guy. He was in bad shape. He said he needed something. And I felt sorry for him because I've known him for years. Sort of like Donald Trump. They got going after him, and they wanted to make an example out of him, and he hadn't really done much anything to deserve it. But he told me they've just about killed him, and he's been in there about 6 months. What do you think they would do to us if they needed something out of us? When I hear these things and I see these things with my own eyes, then I'm beginning to understand and realize if I were a guard in prison, I'd probably say, David, you don't understand what we have to deal with. I get that. You're dealing with a different kind of people. But for someone who was not like that in life to be put in there and then been done that way. So what's this whole thing? Life's not fair? It ain't. It's not logical. A lot of things are just not logical, Rusty. I just threw that story in there because that kind of bothered me. When you're trying to help people, there's always these things that are not logical. For example, why would you tell old people to put all their money in the stock market? How logical is that, Rusty?
It's logical to those that are going to make money off of it, whether you make any money or not. That's how they get their money, is to get you to do that, put your money in the stock market. And I don't think they care whether you make any money or not, or whether you lose your money or not, because I guess they get theirs up front. Now, if you got a stock that's going to take off and just bust wide open, yeah.
I want to make it clear that I am not against the stock market. I think people should be able to invest in the stock market. What I'm talking about is the system that wants to push you into, when you're older, investing heavily in the stock market and making excuses about how diversified you are. I have people come into my office all the time, and I've said this before, that in 2008, and they were older, they lost a lot of their money. And they still, some of them say they hadn't got it back yet. So I know that wasn't right. Because if you'd had your money somewhere safe, you would have never lost any. But now, what about a blend between the stock market and safety? In other words, you can't lose the money, but if the stock market goes up, you get some of that up, which would be better than the interest rate a lot of times. In other words, you're going to either put your money in the interest, or you're going to put your money in the stocks or some kind of growth or businesses or whatever. So what if it's a blended thing? What if the interest they could have paid you goes in the stock market? That's more logical. To me, that's the product of logic. It's very logical to use that product. That's the reason why these insurance companies have come out with this product. And nobody's against anybody using money in the stock market. What we're saying is terrible and not logical for someone older to put, especially if they're not Warren Buffett, if they've got a few hundred thousand dollars or less, it doesn't make a lot of sense for them to put 50 to 80% of their money in danger.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Just doesn't make any sense. Yes, we have inflation. Yes, we have all these things. Now the interest rates have risen back up. Let me give you an example. There, back in the day, not too long ago, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, people were saying, we got to get out of debt. So interest rates went down to about 1.75 to 2 to 3, depending on how many points you used to buy down your interest rate on your home. Mm-hmm. There's certain folks, I'm not going to name them, that were saying, kill yourself to pay this off. Get out of debt. Now, debt's a bad thing, especially if the interest rate's high. But how crazy and ludicrous and non-logical is it to take all your liquid money or all your retirement money or a lot of your liquid money or a lot of your retirement money and stick it in a house just so you could pay down a 2 or 3% interest loan? It's not logical, because now what if something else collapsed? What if you had real estate collapse? Now your price on your house has collapsed and you were only paying 2 or 3% interest or less for it. That's not logical. But yet there's still organizations that are screaming and hollering, get out of debt, or screaming and hollering, put all your money or lots of your money in the stock market. I'm not against that. It's just the age appropriate is not there a lot of times. And the amounts they put in there is not appropriate a lot of times. That's where I'm going. Then you have these organizations that try to beat down, just like they're trying to beat Donald Trump down.
I think it's a disgrace what's happening in our country.
For folks that are trying to say, wait a minute, that really doesn't make any sense. Why would you put people in such illogical situations where they could lose their assets or not be able to get to their money if something happens. Protect your assets. If you're Warren Buffett, you got $100 billion. Lord of mercy, put it all in there. But even Warren Buffett didn't put it all on there. I read the other day he still had $20 or $30, $40 billion on, well, no, it was more than that. At one time, it was over $100 billion on the side in cash. So even Warren Buffett doesn't put all the money in the stock market. And yes, we've got these things called suitability, and they're supposed to follow that too. But to me, it's not suitable to put something where, you know, there's too much in the markets when you don't have enough to do it. Because if something goes wrong, it's totally illogical if it goes away, what you've done. Oh, they say, well, just hang on, it'll come back. Well, yeah, a lot of times it will. A lot of times it takes a long time. Sometimes it don't come back. It's just totally illogical to do these things that some of these folks are saying to do, in my opinion. And I got the right to say it. I talk to a lot of people. I'll just say it, the fruit of the earth, the good old folks, the ones that have worked hard all their lives, been misused and abused a lot of times by the government and everybody else. They see it because they've come from the school of hard knocks. And when you've been in the school of hard knocks, or should the life of hard knocks, you've learned the hard way that when you lose your assets, it takes a lot to get them back and it don't feel really good. It's not logical. It's illogical to put yourself at risk where you can't live your final years. That's where we're coming from. We're not against the stock market. We're not against people taking risks. We're not against people investing in the stock market. We think it's a great thing because we're using some of it too. What we're saying is it's inappropriate for you to put a lot in there when you're older and you don't have a lot of money like Warren Buffett does. Now, if you've got so much money, if you lose 80 or 90% of your money, it doesn't matter. You're still going to leave enough in there that it'll come back maybe 20 years from now. That's fine. Here's another problem, though. What if you die? Do you know what happens during the average inheritance if you don't have any controls on this money?
No, sir.
You know what happens when somebody gets a lot of money, or they think it's a lot of money to them? Maybe you lost half your money and then they get the other half. And somebody says, just wait, it'll come back. No, they're not going to wait. The average inheritance lasts less than 2 years.
What?
The average lottery winner lasts less than 2 years.
Oh, my goodness me.
Haven't you heard these stories of all this devastation and ruining their lives because they got all this money? And guess what? They're spendaholics. We have definitions in our programs. We say, are they accumulators or are they spenders or somewhere in between? A spender, even if they get a lot of money, what are they going to do, Rusty?
They're going to spend it.
Because their brain, their personality is geared to spending. They don't know how to switch the gear. All right, an accumulator. They've worked real hard. Maybe they built up a few hundred thousand or a few million. Say they got a lottery or inherited a few more million. They're not going to change their way of doing things. See, that's the problem. And then we've talked about this a lot. Trust work. If you cannot trust your children to do the right thing, if you cannot trust your beneficiaries to do the right thing when they get the money, of course you say, well, I'll be dead and gone. It doesn't matter. Do you really want to hurt them? Do you realize that sometimes when you give someone so much money and they're not accustomed to it, you're actually going to hurt them if you don't put the brakes on how they spend it? It will destroy their life. And people say, David, I can't imagine what you're saying is true. Step in my shoes. Walk where I've walked and seen what I've seen and how people, when they get this money, how it damages them. I've had mothers calling me, begging me to stop children from spending the money because they got the money at 19. I've seen judges say, no, no, no. When the age of majority hits, you've got to give it to them. I've seen people like, you know, get a settlement because they were 15, 16 years old in a car wreck. They get hundreds of thousands of dollars. The judge says, when they're 19, they're going to get it. We're not going to do anything, David, to stop that from happening because that's the law of the land. I get it. But it's wrong. It's wrong for one reason alone. Those children, because when you're 19, you're still not mature in the brain. They get those hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then they spend it all and just about ruin their life. Not all of them do that. I'm not saying they all do that. I'm just saying the majority of them will. And the laws are not set to protect these poor souls. And I see these things. And I say, if only a grandfather or a grandmother or a parent could have done something about it. Because once they got that money, I remember one case in particular, this girl gets about $400,000 or $500,000. And her mother starts calling me, begging me to stop her from spending it because she's got this boyfriend and he wants to buy everything, including drugs, that he can get his hands on. And she's giving it to him. And within 6 months, they were completely broke. Just imagine spending $400,000 or $500,000 in 6 months when you're used to making, back in that day, $10,000, $12,000, maybe $15,000 a year. Can you imagine what that did to those people? It's not logical. But here's what you can do. You can protect your own and who you love by either buying an annuity that would do a restricted payout and preserve the wealth and defer the taxes, stretch the taxes, or you can get into trust work with a good attorney and stop that from happening. There's a lot of things that I see happen all the time. I have people call me all the time. My parents have got several $100,000 or whatever, and they've got a car, a house, and they got all this stuff. And they're about to go to a nursing home. Why didn't they do something? It's the answer is always two or three different things. One, they never would talk to me about it, and I didn't want to bring it up. And maybe another one, I tried to get them to do it, and they said, get out of here. This is my money. I get that one. And number three, it's just ignored. Nobody ever brought it up at all. Why do these illogical things continue?
I don't know.
Why do people continue to be illogical, Rusty? Why are we such procrastinators as humans?
Hang on and I'll tell you later. That's a procrastination joke there.
You just want to procrastinate.
I just wanted to wait later to tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know, but we are. And sometimes it's not so bad. Well, I'll cut the grass tomorrow. Big deal. You cut the grass tomorrow. But if you're talking about a whole bunch of money and it's like, oh, come up with a plan tomorrow, or I'll call David Ernest tomorrow and get myself set up. Well, no, you better call today. You need to call David Ernest and he will get you on the right track. So don't put that off. Call David Ernest today at Ernest Financial LLC. That stands for look, lots of cash, not look, losing cash, but look, lots of cash. Ernest Financial, serving the community for 40-something years.
Yeah, and we got a website too, retirewithernest.com. R-E-T-I-R-E with Ernest, E-A-R-N-E-S-T all together. .com.
Don't put it off.
It's so important to be aware of your surroundings. And that's just not, you know, what kind of weather is going on. I mean, you want to prepare for the weather. If the weather's going to be bad, maybe you take an umbrella with you. Maybe you wear a raincoat in some areas of the country. I see up north they wear raincoats a lot more than they do down south. And of course, that's because the weather's a little different. But when you see these storm clouds that are coming, now, as far as politics goes, we've been seeing these storm clouds come for quite some time, where we see that a certain segment of the government is trying to control the masses, and the masses are getting upset about it because a lot of them don't like being told to be doing differently than they've done all their life, because it's just not the way you want to treat people. You know, it's not fair for them to say, okay, now you've been banking in the banks, and now we're going to add a little something in there that we're going to watch your bank account with a computer. We're going to have an eye on it. And if you do something with your money, whether it's illegal or legal or whatever, and we don't like it, it looks like you moved around a little bit too much or spent a little bit too much, we're probably just going to freeze your account and turn your money off until you can tell us something that satisfies us that you're not doing something that we don't like. Now, Rusty.
Yeah.
If you've done something, you've been accused or indicted for something, are you guilty or are you innocent until proven guilty?
They say innocent until proven guilty, but a lot of times they just go ahead and, well, they think he did it. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Let's just go ahead and run him down and just assume that he's guilty. And people do. They just kick you to the curb. You're going to jail. They're going to just kick you out of society.
Guilty until proven innocent is what that is.
There you go.
And so that's what the liberal government with FedNow, in my opinion, I'm fed up what I've been reading. FedNow, F-E-D-N-O-W. I've talked about this on many radio shows. Why am I warning people so much? Because we've got to vote out the liberal government. We've got to get someone in there Donald Trump, hopefully, or somebody like him, because we've got to stop this invasion of privacy and accuse us of being guilty before being proven innocent. It's our money. There's sayings, it's my money and I want to do what I want to with it. And really you can. There's laws, just like I said a little earlier, that says when you reach the age of majority that you've got control of your money. And Alabama happens to be, I think, age 19. That's the reason why that mother was calling me and begging for me to stop. I said, the judge let her have that control. It really wasn't the judge following the laws. But the same thing, sometimes a judge could have done a better job, put it somewhere where it couldn't have gone away or something. It just depends. Depends on the state laws and the judge. But the reason why I'm trying to use this analogy is children who inherit money. You couldn't take that money from this accident and say, oh, it's got to go into a trust where we can control it. It goes to them when they hit 19. Something's wrong with that law. That's what I'm trying to say. There's something wrong with lots of laws. And this thing about with Congress not even making this decision at all, but a lame brain non-president that doesn't even know how to get off the stage.
Which way did it go, George? Which way did it go?
Has said, we are guilty until proven innocent when it comes to our bank accounts. And people are going to vote for this character? Are people really illogical enough that they'll vote for someone who says that they are guilty until they can prove innocent about, like, okay, you move some money around, you worked for that money. I'm not against them doing something about people laundering money from illegal sources and all that stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is them watching everybody's accounts and just automatically freezing them whenever they see something they don't like until they can find out what's going on. That's going to put some people in the bind. And how long has it taken people when they write the IRS? And I'm not trying to pick on the IRS so much. It's just the fact that they don't respond very fast. They're going to cut people's money off. And what if you have to pay a bill? What if you have to pay your rent? They may evict you. We've got to put someone in power that wants to be fair to the American citizenry so that we can not be guilty until proven innocent. We've got to keep innocent until proven guilty. It's just got to happen. And also, this illogical stuff about money needs to change with the times. When interest rates go high, paying off debt makes more sense. When interest rates go down low, or if you got a low mortgage, it don't make as much sense to strain your guts out and not eat to pay off a loan. A lot of inconsistencies. They're not logical. None of this is logical. I know we got to take a break, and that would be logical.
I think it would be logical. And logically, we would say we'll be right back, but it's kind of lame. You want to dress it up a little bit. So if you want to find out more about how logical you can be, or how you should be logical when it comes to your money, don't go nowhere. Stay right where you are. We will be right back with more David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show.
Late one afternoon, in Greenbow, Alabama, you could see a man running down the road. There was a young girl watching him, and she was yelling,
"Run, Forrest, run!"
Soon he was joined by another man, and together they ran down the road. A conversation began. Let's listen in.
Hey, Forrest.
Hey, Carl.
What you running for?
Jenny said the government was going to take all my money, so I'm going to see about taking care of that.
What's the government want to do with your money?
Jenny said that there were people coming over here, some from the land of China, and the government wants to give them my money.
That don't seem right.
There's a man in charge up in Washington. He's not like that nice fella I met years ago. There are people chasing him around with a screwdriver.
What they doing that for?
They say he's got a screw loose. I reckon they just want to tighten it up for him. But he's one wanting to take all our money.
I'd take him my car, but it ain't got no gas in it. Reckon how come they'd elect the fella want to take all your money?
Well, Mama says, stupid is, stupid does.
Well, who we gonna go see about this?
Jenny said there was a man. His name is David Ernest, and he can help.
Aight, then. Stop running, I reckon. There's an announcer feller over there. Tell you how to call David Ernest on the phone. We don't have to run till we give out.
That's right, Carl. You can call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
All right, Dan.
Carl, where did you hear about David Ernest?
Heard it on the radio while I was up there in a nervous hospital.
Well, life is like a box of chocolates.
What you mean?
You never know what you're going to get till you call David Ernest. I'm going to go home now.
I think I'm going to go down to Dairy Queen, give me some French fried taters.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
I stepped on a chipmunk.
What you do that for? He just a little feller.
Good advice from Carl and Forrest. Call David Ernest, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And hey, Forrest is running home. Why are you running, Forrest?
I got to pay.
Sounded like he said he had to pee.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm speaking with Dr. Frankenstein.
Like, hey man, what's happening?
I understand you've been building a new monster, and at any moment now, he may speak his first words.
That is the fact, Jack.
And what are you hoping his first words may be?
Well, I was hoping that he would tell everyone who needs an asset preservationist to call my friend David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I understand. And David Ernest is the best in the business.
Yeah, man. He's got like over 40 years experience, you know.
And you've been working on this new monster for quite a while.
Yeah, man. And now I give you the monster's first words. Take it away, monster.
I was going to put him in, excuse me.
Well, that was disappointing.
What are your plans now, Dr. Frankenstein?
Oh, I'll just do what anybody in this situation would probably do.
And what might that be?
Run him as a Democrat in 2024.
Right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse up here alone.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. And David, speaking
Mars
of
ain't
highly
the kind
logical,
of place
you heard what we just played coming in.
Oh, yeah.
William Shatner singing Rocket Man.
I know, wasn't that funny?
He's got a bunch of songs out. I saw one, I'm Too Sexy. He was singing that. I could see him singing it.
He did a lot of things during the classic original Star Trek, that a lot of things that never was done on TV. You know, the first interracial kiss, the first political, the real strong political, kinds of things came out during Star Trek.
Got it on with the green lady, you know.
Yeah,
That was Captain Pike that did that, but I'm sure he would have been right there.
I think he did too. I think he had a green lady.
But there was another green lady?
Well, there was some green lady in there, but anything, maybe it was a leprechaun. I don't know.
Well, they're magically delicious, I understand.
Right. But it would not have been illogical for him to have gotten on with a leprechaun, because any and everything there was came across the screen during that time frame. But it was funny and it was entertaining, and that was good. And, you know, for us people that really like the idea of humans leaving this world of trouble sometime and going somewhere else and making trouble, I guess, it was kind of an adventurous show. But we are in a world of trouble here, and it's not logical. If Spock were alive today, and I know that Vulcans live a long time, but Leonard Nimoy's gone. He smoked for years. I read that he was a smoker and everything. You know, and I also heard that him and William Shatner were good friends, but they did have a few outs, so to speak, where they were disagreed on some things. But I mean, even if you have a sibling, if you're that close, eventually you're going to disagree on something. So I think it was something like that. But there were several folks in there that didn't get along with as much as others. The way I understand, there's only three living now. You got William Shatner, Sulu, and Chekhov. I think they're only three alive now. All the rest of them have passed on. So it's just amazing how that show really did perk up America, you know, and the space race was on at that time. It wasn't very long after that. We did walk on the moon in 1969. And I think The show was probably still going about that time. Because I remember it was it came in 66 and left in 69, I think. Supposed to have been 5 years, but it didn't make it. But it's not logical for something to stay popular forever. But in the rerun era of time, this thing became more popular than ever.
It is not logical.
That kind of was like the Andy Griffith Show.
Shazam!
People like things from their era of time, I guess. And we like things from our era of time. We like to go down to the bank, put our check in the bank, and not be asked why we put that money in the bank or what we're going to spend it on. And we were just used to that. And now they want to change it. You know, when I was a kid, I read how horrible communism was and Stalin and all that stuff and how they wouldn't let people have their own bank accounts and they were spying on them. And, you know, a lot of times about them living, you know, and doing things in groups. What do you call those, communes?
Mm-hmm.
And now our own government wants to put us in jeopardy, take our freedoms away from us.
Oh, hell no.
When you mess with somebody's money, you're messing with their freedom. The freedom to live, freedom to work, you know, enjoy their fruits of labor. Now, a little earlier, I was talking about, you know, people who don't know how to spend the money. And that's not logical either. So protecting children is, I'm totally for, but taking the free rein over from a person and not letting them do whatever they want to do because they think that they're doing something wrong, telling you you're guilty before you're proven innocent.
Most illogical reaction.
We've got to do something about this. And I know that Senator Tuberville, and hopefully Senator Katie Britt, and congressmen like Barry Moore, and we got one congressman, Rogers, on a finance committee. Somebody's got to do something. We can't just allow all these invasions of privacy. It's not logical. It's illogical. Just like I said earlier, it's illogical for a person to pay off when it's really straining their guts to maybe take it out of their retirement accounts or pull it out of some money they could have used to take their kids to school or whatever. When you hear all this preaching about get out of debt, get out of debt, get out of debt. Debt can be bad, but if interest rates are 1, 2, 3%, 4% maybe, and you're making more than that with the money and you still got control of the money, as long as you don't go hog wild crazy and spend it. If you're a big spender and you spend the money just because you could have got a hold of it, yeah, you would probably been better off putting it in a house. I get that part. But if you can control yourself and do the right things, it's not logical to pay off debt when the interest rates were so low. These interest rates got down so low. You're supposed to say, how low were they?
How low were they?
They were so low that you didn't have to pay any dough hardly to get the money. Why would you want to pay off something that's almost free? And imagine, well, we don't have to imagine, we realize all that money they printed and gave to us. You realize how much money this country has printed?
$159 billion.
Take yourself back in time to 2007 and 8, the money they printed to save the companies that had lost their assets and the people who had done the wrong things because they were spenders instead of accumulators and had lost their assets. And the government printed all that money to save those people's ass on the backs of the people who had saved their assets. I don't sit very well with that. It doesn't make sense to reward bad behavior. It's illogical.
Come on, man.
But yet, we let these politicians push us around, these liberals push us around and say, well, you know, you've got more than that person. I know you worked harder for it, but you're going to have to give it to this person over here that didn't work very hard. We know they were really bad with their money, but they're voting for me.
That's not right.
So I'm going to have to take care of them and take it away from you. Really? I worked hard for it and I'm getting punished for working hard? Yes, we're going to tax you more. Matter of fact, we're going to raise your Social Security taxes. We're going to kick you in the rear end. We're going to pay people more that made less money and paid less into Social Security proportionally than what you've gotten. And welcome to the world of illogical ways of doing things.
Man, that sucks.
Really? That make you want to love and cherish a government that wants to kick you in the rear end whenever you do something good? I'm not against doing things good. Charity is the best thing in the world, but not taking and stealing it away and giving it to somebody else. Redistribution of wealth. Robin Hood might have been a good fantasy, but I don't want a gun pointing at me saying, give it up.
Give me your money.
That's not nice. And essentially, that's what we have. They have weaponized the banks. It's coming on strong. It's called FedNow. And after you hear this show, if you'll read about it, I hope you get fed up when you hear and read what this thing really is. And no, insurance companies are not in that system as far as I know. It's the banks, and it's the big banks that are coming on first. And it's illogical for them to declare us guilty before proving us innocent. It's illogical for them telling, no, you can't do this with the money. But yet they're going to give somebody else money, didn't work for it, let them spend it and freeze your account because you were middle class. You're in the middle. You're the ones who are going to get hurt the most. Us, the middle class, we're the ones that they want to hurt the most. And I don't know why they want to bully us around so much, other than maybe they get off on the power. I know that may be it, because they're getting all these illegal dollars in these illegal suitcases. You know, we see it on TV. Here's a suitcase of dollars. It's sort of like that show, A Fistful of Dollars. But it's a suitcase with many fistful of dollars in it.
I like money.
What do we do? We're not the ones making the laws. It's the ones getting the briefcases that are making the laws. I'm making gist of the briefcases, but the thing is, we know PACs, political action committees, those things can be made where they can give unlimited amounts to people. They got all these rules, but you get around it with a PAC, a political action committee. It's designed for them to get all this money. If we could get rid of political action committees and get rid of all these things about big people giving big politicians a lot of money, it would level the playing field completely. Then people would start doing what's right for the people that are voting for them, instead of trying to let people come in from the South so they can pay them off and buy the votes or steal the votes like they did in this last election. They say, David, quit spreading conspiracies. I'm not. We saw it happen. We know, even if it didn't happen exactly what they deny it happening. What's happening before our very eyes right now is a shame, because they're letting in these illegals on purpose, and they're going to vote for them, and they're going to pay them money to vote for it. It's illogical.
It is not logical.
None of it. Mr. Spock would say that's not logical. I don't know about Dr. Spock. He might say it was logical. I don't completely agree with all of Dr. Spock's books, but the Star Trek Spock, I think he had it going on. You know, it's just not logical. Why would people do this to themselves? Why would a government? Why would people allow this? So we see someone who says, it's not logical. Let's change it. And all of a sudden, the evil side of government says, it's not logical from our point of view to let him change this and to bring it into something more fair. We don't want the fair tax. We want an unfair tax so we can control the masses. So let's put Donald Trump in jail or do something with him.
You know what would be logical to me?
What's that?
Some of us could learn that Vulcan neck pinch thing. And we go through Congress and find, you know, people like, well, Congress and Senate, but you go through and you find people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, all of them that are always doing crazy stuff. And you put the Vulcan pinch on them, on their neck, knock them out. And then you do that mind meld with them and kind of like make them act right. You know, boy, we could get this country on track again in 5 minutes.
Boy, you a daggone genius.
No doubt. But I wonder if Pelosi was an alien, what kind of alien she would have been. Would it be the planet of plastic face aliens?
She'd have been the Romulans or the Klingons. Probably the Klingon, because she's clinging on. And the Klingons are not the prettiest aliens in the galaxy.
We interrupt this program for a special bulletin. David and Rusty just missed an opportunity for a great joke. A moment ago, when the boys were talking about Nancy Pelosi, David said,
"But I wonder if Pelosi was an alien, what kind of alien she would have been. Would it be the planet of plastic face aliens?"
Then Rusty said,
"She'd been the Romulans or the Klingons. Probably the Klingon, because she's clinging on. And the Klingons are not the prettiest aliens in the galaxy."
Instead, he could have said, "I think she's from your anus." Too bad the boy is on so much medication.
Bless his heart.
Now back to the program.
Well, is there any other one with high cheekbones? Because I was thinking maybe we could get Elizabeth Warren as one of the aliens.
She's from the planet Hiawatha.
Oh, well, that's
it. Because her grandpa had high cheekbones.
That's what she said.
Uh-huh.
I think her grandpa didn't know what she was talking about, probably. And
I think if grandpa was alive, he'd probably kick her in the behind.
I heard they did a DNA test on her, and somebody ain't telling the truth. I don't think the high cheekbones came from where she was
insinuating. She speak with fork and tongue.
Well, she wanted to get some money for education, and, you know, she's used to sticking her hands in the cookie jar, so she just grabbed out more cookies.
You know, she did that, and they found out she lied. They didn't do nothing to her. Me and you, they took us to task.
And she's the one that tried, especially back in 2016, she's still doing it, but in 2016, she was running around trying to kill financial advisors that didn't, I'll just say it, kick back to her and her system. That's the way I saw it. And now, get this. They're trying to destroy real estate agents.
You got to be kidding.
If real estate agents lose their power because of competition or some other kind of program that I can't mention because I'd be accused of talking about a stock company that has an app that might eventually take over real estate, Biden wants to destroy the income and the ability for real estate people to make a living. And yet he says he's for the common man. But he wants to destroy them because he says they're making too much money. I know a lot of them, and they ain't making too much money. Some of them make a lot of money, but most of them are not. And how would you like it, Rusty, if you were, you know, a middle class making middle class money, and then he comes around and says, hey, I'm not a realtor, but I just see this as being unfair because they tried to do it to us back in 2016. This man attacks innocent people that were trying to work for a living, just exactly like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. I think Bernie Sanders is an alien for sure. He doesn't even speak the English language. You ever heard the way he talks?
You remember that cartoon, the aardvark and the ant?
Yeah.
He sounds like the aardvark.
Can you sound like an aardvark?
Well, let's see. That one, he sounded kind of like Jackie Mason. You remember Jackie Mason?
Yeah.
He's a comedian.
Yeah.
And the aardvark sort of sounded like this. And then the ant sort of sounded kind of like this. It was the ant and the aardvark. And maybe they'll show up on our show sometime. You never know.
I don't know unless you were paying him. If you're paying him, then he'll show up.
Not Bernie. I mean, we've had him on, but I'm thinking the ant, the aardvark should probably show up at some point. Yeah.
And, maybe they will. Maybe they will. Again, it's not logical for the way the system is run because he wants to pick on the poor real estate agents. For example, in Montgomery and other military bases, say like Fort Rucker, you've got real estate agents that are trying to help the military get people in and out of their houses. You know, they come in, they stay a while, then they have to change over. You got Birmingham, Montgomery, and Huntsville, and all these places that have these military establishments, whether it be Air Force or Army or whatever. What would you do if you can't get someone to help you get a house and whenever you transfer? It doesn't make any sense to me that this clown wants to cut out their profits where they can't even eat. He attacks the very backbone of business people. He says that business people are making too much money and that we need to give it all away. Maybe he doesn't say it in those words, but that's what we're hearing because a lot of folks are just trying to hang on. You know, it's hard enough when you're taxed to death already. It's hard enough when you don't get the breaks that these people coming in from the South illegally are getting, and you still have to pay money to take care of them. And then you hear someone like Donald Trump says, I'm going to change all this. I'm going to fix it where this unfairness, and it'll be more logical. And then he's ridiculed and they try to put him in jail. Just doesn't make sense. The logic's not there. But I'll tell you what is logical. We need to find a way to keep them from cheating, and we all need to make sure we vote come November for something that is logical. And we also need to vote for ourselves when it comes to our pocketbooks, because we've got to protect ourselves. You've worked so hard for your retirement money. You've worked so hard for your account values. Why on earth would you do something illogical and lose it all? Maybe the stock market takes it when you're older, or maybe the taxes take it when you're working. When they created Social Security, they said, we're not going to tax it. And then this clown up there, the same one that says he's the president now, voted to tax 50% of it.
You sneaky bastard.
And then several years later, this clown up there that says that he was trying to defend the middle class voted to tax 85% of it. And now he said he wants to tax all of it and reduce it to shambles because he wants to ruin it. They say, oh, no, we're never going to take it away. When you tax it away, you're taking it away. Do you see the deception? It's not logical to say this. It's not logical to say, well, we're never going to lower Social Security. It's there to stay. And then they come out and say, but we're going to tax all of it, and we're going to tax it harder, and we're going to extend the age several years higher when you can start taking it. And oh, by the way, later on, we're going to start taxing money harder if you got Social Security and some money. And by the way, we're going to tax it harder when you work currently, because we're going to keep raising the threshold of how much you have to pay in taxes when you make more money.
Dagnabbit!
But yet we're going to pay you less money back. And maybe we won't even pay you back.
What the?
Do you see the illogical deception to a citizen? You could have put your money in an investment. You could have put it in something like we have. Or you could have put it in the stock market even. Although it might crash in the back end of things. But you could have had more money than what they're going to give you if you worked real hard. The reason why this thing is offset and illogical is because it's paying people that didn't work very much a lot more money proportionally. And when these people come in from the South illegally, and we have to pay them this money eventually, they're paying them money now. But yet, they won't pay you anymore. And they want to freeze your bank account so they can pay them more. If you're doing something that they can grab it for. I'm just going to say this. This is probably going to make them angry. There's this thing called an indirect rollover with an IRA. When you do a direct rollover, you get a code 6 on a 1099 or a code 1, something that says it's not taxable. When you do an indirect rollover, you get a code 7. It says that it's taxable and that you need to show on your taxes that you rolled it over within 60 days if you've only rolled over one IRA or less. In other words, if it's the only IRA you've rolled over the last 12 months. Used to, you could roll any kind of IRAs you wanted just once a year. Now you can only roll one IRA. What if you had 5 or 6 or 7? But anyway, you can transfer unlimited times, but that's a different thing. So people, sometimes we have to be very careful. And even then I have to warn people because I've seen it happen, especially lately, when they would roll over indirectly an IRA and they would show it on their taxes that it was not taxable. And then they get a letter from the IRS and they owe a lot of money. People scared to death and start to write the checks out. I said, wait a minute. Why are you doing that? You don't owe that. Well, I'm afraid they're going to get me. Harassment. Same thing with FedNow. Harassment. So you write a letter and say, I didn't owe it. You show them the proof. Then they stop. But what if you didn't have someone to tell you, no, they're wrong. It's not right to harass people. You're not guilty until proven innocent. Stop it. We need fairness in this system. We don't need a military industrial complex turning loose the IRS through an idiot upstairs in Washington, D.C. that thinks that he's sane when he's not.
Hush up, boy.
Trying to take everything away we got. But there's another thing. You need tax deferral, and you need tax-free, and you need to protect yourself from the stock market when you're older. And there's ways to do this. We can tell you these ways because we still have free enterprise and we can still advertise that we can do those things. So far, some folks have tried to stop us from doing these things, from telling you these things, because it's not in their interest for you to know these things a lot of times. But I'm going to tell you, there's a number you can call and we will try to help you. And it won't cost you a dime. We're commission driven. So if we do any business with you, we let the companies pay us, not you. So if you're interested at all in trying to preserve what you work so hard for, and you don't want to depend on the government doing the right things, keeping the economy going, keeping the stock market up, you can give us a call. We can put you in something where if the stock market falls, at least you'll keep what dollar amounts you had. Yes, they may inflate us. Sure they will. They're going to. Then we're going to try to grow it to keep up with this stuff. But Rusty, we've got some numbers, and I know we've got to get to the end of the show, but this stuff's got to get more logical. Where is Mr. Spock when you need him?
Well, he's out on that 5-year mission to boldly go where Captain Kirk has not gone before. And I don't know if that means the Green Woman or not, but that's a whole nother episode there. But we do need to warp on out of here, and we will be back again soon. You stay tuned and get those numbers to call David Ernest so you can get yourself that no obligation consultation talk with Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leia, and of course, David Ernest. And until next time, we invite you to live long and prosper. You got a Star Trek thing you can throw in there? Any sort of a reference?
It's not logical the way things are.
You're right.
So maybe we need to beam out of here and into something more logical.
And remember, if you're in outer space and you have to go to the little boy's room or the little girl's room, make sure you use Charmin, and that will help avoid Klingons. We'll see you next time here.
That's nasty.
On the Help and Wealth Show.
We all need that.
Yes, we need that.
That's good.
I snuck that one in there.
Yes, you did.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Ernest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
The following is a test of the S.A.S. This is only a test.
Why are you up? Oh.
See that?
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
This has been a test of the S.A.S., the Stooge Alert System. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been told to tune to the 24-hour Three Stooges channel to wait for further instructions. If you don't have the 24-hour Three Stooges channel, you would have been told to turn to the channel that carries the 24-hour Senate hearings. Because let's face it, that's about the same thing.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm talking with a lumberjack.
Like what's shaking, Crispy Bacon?
I'm just checking in to see what lumberjacks do to make sure their retirement is going to be there and ready when they're ready.
Well, like any smart lumberjack, we don't hide our money in a hollow tree. We call David Ernest,
Alabama's favorite asset preservationist.
That's right, man. We call him at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see. I can also see you have a lot of lumberjacks working out here today.
That's right, man, like the new dude over there.
The new dude?
His older brother was a famous actor who was on TV and in movies.
And just who might that actor be?
Raymond Burr, man.
You mean Perry Mason and Ironside?
That's him, man, yeah.
Well, what's the first name of the new dude?
His name is Tim, man, but don't say it to...
You mean Tim Burr?
Oh, now you done it, man. Run!
Watch out for this feature presentation coming soon to a cinema near you.
We've all seen 2000 Mules, the film by Dinesh D'Souza that shows how the Democrats stole the 2020 election by manipulating how the votes were cast, thus changing the outcome. 2000 Mules. If you haven't seen it, see it now. And get ready for the sequel by the lesser-known filmmaker You Snooza, You Looza. His film depicts the outcome of the election, where the Democrats took power. You Snooza, You Looza presents 2000 Jackasses. Starring Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, Kamala Harris, and the big guy himself.
Come on, man.
2000 Jackasses. When you come to the theater to see it, watch your step. No, really, watch your step. And remember, our government is being run by 2000 Jackasses. Rated J for Jackass.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Or is that the damp weight of self-awareness you now hold in your hand?
Yeah.
This has been a Film Waste presentation.